Of the thousands of files released late last week, one document says this. The state police actually finished their investigation into the shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School on September 18th. It was then that they determined that there were no co-conspirators or accessories and that the shooter had committed suicide. The file goes on to say that the state police then gave their investigation to Danbury State's Attorney Steven Sedensky, who asked for more investigation. He then used the files to write his summary report, which came out in mid-November. Then, a month later, after redactions were complete, the state police made their file public. None of that sits well with Dan Clow.
I mean, it bothers me because, first of all, it shows where the logjam was here. It was with the state's attorney for Danbury.
Clow is the president of the Connecticut Foundation for Open Government and is a member of the board of the Connecticut Council on Freedom of Information. His law firm also represents the governor's Sandy Hook Advisory Commission, but he says he's not speaking on its behalf.
The question is, did he have a good reason to prevent that earlier public disclosure? And I don't think he did. I just do not believe that that summary report that he put together justified keeping this 6,700-page, more detailed police report from the public, especially when there was a commission established by the governor that was dying for information so that it could do its job properly.
But Chief State's Attorney Kevin Kane says Clow's concern is misguided. First, Kane says Sedensky's work simply took the time it needed.
The state police investigation was complete in September. Attorney Sedensky had to read those reports before he could make a decision finally as to whether or not any further investigation was what should be done. That obviously took time. I don't think there was any unreasonable delay whatsoever.
Kane also says he and Sedensky met with the governor's commission early on to help get it the information it needed. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.